This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington, and here are the headlines from some of the stories we're following here today at NPR News. Space Shuttle Discovery blasted off from the Kennedy Space Center earlier today. So far, without a hitch, the shuttle is carrying six Americans and one German for a rendezvous with the International Space Station. NASA engineers determined that a small piece of cracked foam on the shuttle's external fuel tank was not a problem. And a federal judge has blocked the Navy's planned use of sonar around the waters of Hawaii. The judge agreed with an environmental group that the sonar could kill or injure whales and other marine life. Details on those stories and, of course, much more later today on All Things Considered from NPR News. Tomorrow on Talk of the Nation, two words, Bonnie Raitt. With 18 albums and 9 Grammys, blues icon Bonnie Raitt drops by for a live performance in Studio 4A along with her band. That's tomorrow on Talk of the Nation from NPR News. By the way, if you have email questions for Bonnie Raitt, now would be a great time to send them. Send us email. Just put Bonnie Raitt in the subject line. Again, the address is talk@npr.org. In a few minutes, we'll read from your letters as we do every Tuesday. But right now, taking photos of tonight's fireworks. So you piled the kids in the car, trek all the way to the National Mall for the annual Spectacle of Lights, or maybe down to the local high school. You suffered through traffic, heat, crowds. Either way, now the pressure is on to capture the thrill of the pyrotechnics on film without the streaks and the blur. Easier said than done. Just ask Tom Calderwood, an amateur fireworks photographer. It took him years to perfect the craft. In just a moment, we'll ask him for tips. If you have questions or suggestions of your own about how to take the perfect fireworks photo, give us a call, 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. Email us, talk@npr.org. Tom Calderwood joins us now by phone from Irvine, California. Nice to have you on the program today. Happy 4th of July.
Nice to be here.
I understand you're on site at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater in Irvine setting up for tonight's big fireworks show. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. It's kind of hot. And for fireworks, it makes for a nice barbecue, but when you're out there setting up the fireworks, it kind of gets a little bit warm.
It could be a little close, too, I suspect. Yes.
Sure can.
Yeah. What is the most important thing one should figure out about photographing fireworks?
It goes back to location, location, location. A lot of times when we're at fireworks shows, people like to get right up front and right in the center of the show. And when you're there looking at it, it's great. But boy, the camera needs to have a very, very wide lens when you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if you back up and you're about midway back, not only do you see the fireworks, but you see people in front of you or recognizable landmarks. I shot a fireworks show at Lake Havasu City in Arizona and chose to set up across the lake, and the reflections off the water were spectacular. So that's the single best piece of advice I could give people, is where you sit to watch the show may not be the best place to sit to take pictures of the show.
And we will dispense with the first and most obvious question first. What's the difference between taking pictures on film or on digital cameras?
It's kind of interesting. I don't think there is much of a difference, but the digital cameras made today are different than film cameras. A lot of the digital cameras we buy are snapshot cameras. You point, you look through the lens, and you shoot a picture.
Mm-hmm.
When you do that for fireworks, you're capturing individual balls of light. Now, we're taking pictures of flaming objects. You have to compensate for that. And a lot of these point-and-shoot type cameras can't do that. The other thing is that they have to be steady, rock solid steady. So they're mounted on a tripod. Some of these cameras don't even have tripod mounts. So if you're there to take pictures with the kids at the show, that's great. But the show with the kids, yeah, there's a difference there.
Yeah. There's a big difference between those two things. Let's see if we can get some callers in on this conversation. Again, if you have advice or suggestions or questions about how to take pictures of fireworks, 800-989-8255. And we'll begin with David. David's calling us from Berkeley.
Hi there.
Hi.
Well, I have a question because there seems to be an unstated assumption that you have a clear, crystalline sky in which to view the fireworks.
What are you going over to San Francisco tonight or something?
Yes, and the fog level is expected to be anywhere between the bottom of the fog, on the deck, let's say. So
mm-hmm.
How do I capitalize on that?
I should point out they're expecting some bad weather in New York tonight, too. It's not just San Francisco. Go ahead.
This is not bad weather. This is our weather.
Oh, I see. All right. Tom Calderwood, go ahead, please.
That gets really, really tough. One of the things that I do is that my cameras that I use are in full manual mode. So I have full control over aperture and shutter speed. So the shutter is open when I tell it to open, and it closes when I tell it to close. So I have a remote shutter release. When you have a shell that goes up and it's real long to play out, and you hold the shutter open, now what happens is all of a sudden you start capturing that light that's reflected off of the fog or out of the clouds. So you really have to be careful on that one. Unfortunately, there's no fog filter I can recommend for a camera. They haven't made one yet.
if you invent one, you'll be in good shape. Go ahead. I'm sorry. David, go ahead.
Perhaps of a different aesthetic rather than the conventional one of clear, sharp lines and starbursts. How do I maximize the differential colored glows?
Right. That gets to be a problem because it depends on how much fog there is. In San Francisco, I'd say it's about as foggy as you can get it. The different colors burn at different temperatures. And so the color blue, for instance, burns at a much lower temperature than white or red. And so if you have shells that are going up and you were to take, let's say, a long exposure, you would see a cloud that's full of light yellow or orangish colors, but you wouldn't see anything else. Hopefully what you can capture is the material coming out of the clouds or out of the fog. And that's a very interesting picture. We have this glow and then almost like lightning coming out from underneath it.
Cool. David, good luck.
Well, thank you very much. I'll think of you shivering there and drinking my July toddies.
Okay. David, have a great 4th.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Here's an email question from Jeff in Portland, Oregon. I have some well-exposed fireworks images, except that the fixed lights have a J-shaped motion streak. I was shooting on a tripod with a long exposure and forgot to turn off the image stabilizer in my lens. The result, the lens was attempting to compensate during the entire exposure, drifting until it couldn't anymore.
That's an excellent point. I had mentioned earlier that when I do my cameras, they're in full manual mode. That includes anything that the camera does to try to compensate for hand movement. Some of the cameras will move an optic inside of the lens. Other ones actually have devices inside the cameras that move. You have to be in full manual mode. Think about as low as you can go, nothing automatic. That includes white balance. The shutter speed, like I said, it's in what they would call bulb mode. Now, with a remote shutter release control and the camera mounted on a tripod, then my hand is not touching the camera at all. If you have a telephoto lens, any little tiny movement will cause this uniform bump in all of the streaks as they appear on the picture. So, yeah, we can spend thousands and thousands of dollars on a camera, and when you go to shoot fireworks, you turn off all the gadgets that you spent thousands of dollars for.
All right, here's another question. Let's go to Chip. Chip's calling from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yes, got a question. I heard about shutter speed there, and I'm just curious, in terms of like setting it on aperture mode or shutter speed mode, I mean, what's the best? Should I shoot on manual to shoot fireworks, or is it best to set it in a certain mode and control some stuff from there as well?
I would recommend full manual. I pretty much had found that if I set my camera on F11,
right.
Remember, you're capturing a flaming object. Sometimes the very bright objects will look white, but you will still capture some of the very dim colors, the low dark blues or the charcoal colors. F11, and then put it on bulb exposure. Don't put it on 2 seconds, 4 seconds, 6 seconds.
Okay.
I would recommend, when you go to some of these shows, some of the pyrotechnicians, they set up a certain pattern. It's almost like a drum beat.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell when things are being launched, and you can hear when the shell's being launched. And after about 10, 15 seconds, you'll recognize how high is it going to go. So for those few seconds at the very beginning, I'm adjusting the camera and getting the height. And then when I hear the boom, I push the shutter down, and then when it's done burning, I let it go. And it's as simple as that. The only other one that I would recommend leaving on some of the digital cameras is the dark sky correction. Depending on how noisy the camera is or how much noise could be created, some cameras will compensate by taking an immediate exposure of nothing. And then it looks at all the specks that may have appeared on the CCD, and then it compensates that to the regular picture. The problem is if you take a 2.5-second picture, that means a 2.5-second dark exposure. So you're sitting there kind of waiting for the camera to do its thing.
Right.
I found, though, that the images are cleaner, and there's a lot less work that I have to do, let's say, in Photoshop or something like that.
Chip,
okay.
Good.
Great.
Thanks for the call. Good luck.
All right.
By the way, there are more tips for photographing fireworks, and you can see some of Tom Calderwood's shots at the Talk of the Nation page at npr.org. But Tom, You're down there. Are you down there in the pit when these are going off? I mean, the experience of being down there, no picture can give you the sounds and the feeling of what's going on.
Exactly right. The only thing pictures can do is kind of emulate the experience you have when you watch a firework go off and then you close your eyes and you see that after image. That's what you're capturing in fireworks. You don't capture the sounds or the people around you or the smell of the smoke. And when something goes off and it's huge and the entire crowd cheers, you can't capture that.
No. Is it more fun taking pictures or setting off the mortars?
It's kind of interesting. When I'm setting off the mortars, my job as a pyrotechnician, if I'm on the board and I'm the one in charge of how they're going up, I don't watch the show. I'm concerned with the order of things and how, you know, where they are going off if there's music. If I'm out on a perimeter and acting as a safety, I'm watching the ground. I'm seeing where things are coming down. So the only shows that I photograph are shows that I actually go and watch. That's why on my web stuff, you don't see any 4th of July shows. I'm always working them.
You're always working on the 4th of July, as
yes.
You are. And where are you, briefly? You're getting ready for tonight's show. Is everything all set?
Everything is. We're still in the middle of setup, and we're going to be shooting at the amphitheater, the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. And it's with the Pacific Symphony, so towards the end of this outdoor orchestral event, then we'll put fireworks in the background. And it's always just a grand show. I love this one.
And this one, you're going to be looking down at the board setting off the mortars, or what are you doing?
I think I'm looking at the board.
You're looking at the board. Have a great time, Tom, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Tom Calderwood, an amateur fireworks photographer, and he joined us today from the Western, or he's on the board of the Western Pyrotechnics Association. He joined us today from the Verizon Wireless Center and the amphitheater there, where they're setting up in Irvine, California for events later tonight. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.